Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmonds. And we are so very excited that you chose to spend your Tuesday evening right along with us. And we're looking to having a great time in the Lord. So go ahead, grab your pen, get a Bible, a paper. Feel free to pray, to sing and praise the Lord with us. And right now we're going to ask if Evangelist Sheila Hameen would lead us in our opening prayer. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Praise the Lord. At this time, let us put our minds on the Lord. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come to you and we humble ourselves before you. Oh, God, we ask for mercy. We ask for forgiveness. Lord God, as we call upon you, Lord, we ask you to stop by here just a little while and make your holy visitation. Oh, God, we ask you to take control during this broadcast and let every listener receive a blessing through this ministry. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, we call on you to remember those who are bereaved of their loved ones, oh, God. Give them comfort and consolation. Let them feel your closeness and your presence near them, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, let them know, Lord, that they are not alone and that you are there to uphold them and to carry them through. Oh, my Lord, we pray, God, that you will remember those who are sick in their bodies. Lord, touch, heal, and deliver. Make whole right now in the name of Jesus. Rebuke the sicknesses and the diseases. Oh, God, rebuke the afflictions in the name of Jesus. We believe you tonight, Lord, and we're depending on you. Lord, please have mercy tonight. Remember the backslider, oh God. Give them a mind to turn from their ways. Help them to return unto you, Lord Jesus, and humble themselves and obey your commandments in the name of Jesus. Remember the ones, oh God, who are discouraged tonight, feeling like giving up, Lord. Help them to hold on. Help them, oh God, strengthen them and encourage their hearts. In the name of Jesus, oh, my Lord, we are praying for the lost souls of men, asking you to reach out to them, Lord, to touch their minds and their heart and give them a mind to serve you, oh, God. Give them a mind to turn from their ways, oh, Lord, save and fill with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. And we are praying, God, for the youth, asking you to remember the youth tonight. So many of them, oh God, are going through so many things. The enemy is trying to destroy their lives. But Lord, we need divine intervention. We need you, Lord, to come down and see about our youth. Oh Lord, preserve them and use them for your service. Rebuke the enemy from their lives, oh God. Destroy the works of darkness in the name of Jesus and save them, oh God. Raise them up that they may be the nation that will obey, that carry on this gospel in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, be merciful and save, Lord. Please, my God, remember the leaders of the world today. My God, we need you, Lord, to take control, Lord, and give them guidance, give them wisdom. Teach them, Lord, how to be an upstanding leader. Oh, Lord, and a role model. We know you're able, God. Rebuke the corruption. Oh, Lord, be merciful, Lord Jesus. Have mercy on us while we're down here. Oh, Lord, we're in this world. Oh, glory to God. And we need you to help us every day. Take us by the hand. Walk by our side. Lead us and guide us in the way we should go, Lord. Have mercy, Lord Jesus. We are asking you to be with us throughout the course of this evening, Lord. Keep our minds focused on you, Lord. And let your word touch somebody's heart tonight. Let your word minister to every listener. Oh, Lord, we believe it right now. We count it as done, and we give you thanks. We thank you for this prayer, Lord. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for how good you've been to us, Lord. Thank you for your mercy and for your grace, Lord. We thank you for all things, though we're not deserving of anything from you, Lord. We thank you for being so gracious and so merciful. We bless your holy name. And now, Lord, we ask that you'll accept our prayer. We ask it all in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory, hallelujah.
Amen. We thank the Lord for that prayer coming through Evangelist Sheila Hameen. And at this time, I'm going to read the opening scripture, and I will be reading the 23rd number of Psalms. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. So I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank the Lord for the reading of the 23rd number of Psalms. May God bless the reading of his words.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful psalm being read by Sister Cheryl. I also thank God for the opening prayer. Thank you all again for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Mabel Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 945-218-0218. That access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Mabel Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService Title I School. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. prayer on Wednesdays at 18 East Center Street, Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. And we want to continue prayer for the souls on our prayer list. We want to pray for the bereaved Ingram family. Y'all, Minister James Ingram passed away, and his service will be held this Saturday, April 1st, at 77 Hilliard Road in Gibbsboro, New Jersey. We want to pray for the bereaved McBride family. We want to pray for Sister Rhoda, for the Edmond family, the entire Morton family, Patricia Blackshirt, Crawford West, Mary Anderson, Sister Maria McBride, Titus Edmond Sr., Charles Morris, Rosetta Lee, Bruce Williams, Rashawn Parker, Larry Denson, Jonathan West, Henry and Mary Edmond, Teresa Ray, the Carr family, David Alston, the Thornton family, Lamar White, and on our youth prayer list, we want to keep India West in prayer. We want to continue to pray for Lyric and Essence Darius, for Tiffany Ray, for India McBride, for Stephen and Terrell Allen, David Hameen, Jasmine Jackson, as well as all of those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time, and we're going to ask if Evangelist Cynthia Edmond would render a song to the Lord. God bless you, sis.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for another opportunity. I want to try to sing this song. Praise the Lord's will.
Have you lost your joy? Have you lost your joy? Have you given up a hope of trying? Have you lost your strength? Have you lost your strength? Even when the word of the Lord demands Don't give up. Don't give up. I know that he cares. Don't give up. I know that he cares. Do you feel alone? Do you feel alone? In the middle of the night, when there's no one here to call, have you lost your peace? Have you lost your peace? Has doubt and fear brought you to your knees? Don't give up. Don't give up. I know that he cares. Don't give up. I know that he cares. Have you lost your joy? Have you lost your joy? Have you given up all hope of trying? Have you lost your strength? Have you lost your strength? Even when the word of the Lord demands, don't give up. Don't give up. I know that he cares. Don't give up. I know that he cares. Do you feel alone? Do you feel alone? In the middle of the night, when there's no one here to call, have you lost your peace? Have you lost your peace? Has doubt and fear brought you to your knees? Don't give up. Don't give up. I know that he cares. Don't give up. I know that he cares. Don't give up. I know that he cares. Don't give up. I know that he cares.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you, God is a mighty God. I enjoyed that encouraging song coming through Evangelist Cynthia. And I'm just so grateful that the Lord blessed us to be back on the Gospel Truth broadcast tonight. And I've already been blessed since I've been on this broadcast. I pray that you also have been blessed. That was a very encouraging song. Don't give up.
Amen.
Amen. Have you lost your peace? Have you lost your desire to fight or to try? Don't give up. Hallelujah. Because God cares. God will give us what we need. If you need strength, he'll give you strength. If you need power, whatever you need, just don't give up. Keep on trying. Amen. And God will see you through. I truly was blessed by that selection. And I thank God also for the word of God, the scripture that was read. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Amen. And that portion about, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. And that's important, because sometimes going through dark times and troubled times can be very discouraging. But don't give up. Just keep on trusting the Lord and let him be your shepherd. Praise the Lord. I just thank God for this portion of the broadcast. And again, we thank God for you tuning in, and you are in for a treat tonight. So at this time, we're going to turn this portion of the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for you, Evangelist Hameen,
And for everyone that is on the line tonight, we want you to turn your attention and prepare to hear the word of the Lord. God bless you, and thank God for that beautiful selection coming through, Evangelist Cynthia. Oh, my God, I love that song, and I love to hear her sing it. That song, it speaks direct to the situation. Glory to God. But if you listen to the word of God, you can gain strength on tonight. Prepare your hearts for the word of God. God bless you. We're in our oldies but goodies in the gospel on tonight. God bless you.
Well, we're going to the word of God, taken from the book of St. John, the 8th chapter, and beginning with the 31st verse. St. John 8 and 31. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I'm going to leave a thought with you. Continue on in the word of the Lord. Continue on in the word of the Lord. Continue means to remain, to last, to endure, to keep on, persist, persevere, to go on with. In other words, go on with the Lord. Go on with the word of God. Don't take down, don't draw back, but go on, continue on. Learn how to persevere. Learn how to be persistent. Learn how to endure. Learn how to put up with things. Learn how to undergo these things. These are things that we must do in order to make it into the kingdom of God. I believe Jesus was speaking here to those Jews, and some of them began to believe on him. So Jesus began to tell them, said, if ye continue, in other words, on condition, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Amen.
God knows we need to know the truth in these last days in order to be free.
Amen.
Jesus said in his word, he said, continue in my word. Then and only then are ye my disciples. Indeed. I believe Jesus began to speak in St. John, the 15th chapter, and the first verse, true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that bears fruit, he purgeth it, that he may bring forth more fruit. In other words, he cleans it up. He prunes it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Just like in a garden or trees, you begin to purge the dead branches off the tree in order for the tree to grow and produce. Well, this is what Jesus is saying. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that bears fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I've spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you.
All right.
As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me.
Amen.
And Jesus said, I am the vine. Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing.
Amen.
And the sixth verse said, if any man, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire. They are burned. You see, God, he doesn't need any waste.
Amen.
If you can't produce, God can purge you and cause you to produce.
Amen.
He can clean you up and cause you to bring forth good fruit.
Yes, Lord.
But on the other hand, if you don't let God clean you up,
come on.
Yes. Ye shall abide in my love.
Yes.
You know, God has left on record commandments,
yes,
that we must keep.
Amen.
In order to be his disciples,
yes,
in order for us to enter into the kingdom of God.
Glory,
there is something that we must do.
Yes.
We must continue. We can't start and then stop along the wayside.
Amen.
And decide we want to stop and pick some daisies.
Yes,
God knows we don't have time for it, but it's time for us to get in a
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for the word. And at this time, we are going to take this time out to open the doors of salvation for anyone that is on the broadcast and that is out there in radio land. If you don't know the Lord, if you're not saved, but you want to be saved and you want to change and you want a new life in Christ Jesus, now is the time. You may be weak. You may feel disencouraged. You may be bereaved. You may be going through situations, afflictions in your body. God is able on tonight. So let us prepare our hearts for a word of prayer. And we're going to ask that Evangelist Cynthia, if she would come to the line and pray the prayer of faith. Because we know that God is able. He's got the power. And he can deliver. So we want you to come on and just believe God. Take him at his word. Take your faith and put it to work and believe God on tonight. God can save you tonight. He can heal you. He can deliver you. He can fix any situation that's going on in your life. So let us prepare for a word of prayer. Evangelist Cynthia, come forth and lead us in the word of prayer.
Precious Father, we come to you in the name of thy Son, Jesus, thanking you for this day, God. Oh, my Father, we thank you for your word, my God. Oh, my Father, help us to stand in these last and evil days, Lord. Help us to endure, my God, in the name of Jesus. I know that you're able, Lord. Oh, Father, send your power and your anointing upon us, my God. Bless us tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let your word penetrate our hearts, my God. Oh, I know that you're able, God. Save the unsaved tonight, God. Those that are looking for a way out, my God, let them know that you are the way, my God, the truth and the life, God, in the name of Jesus. Heal tonight, my God. Oh, God, deliver, Lord. I know you're able, Lord. Filled with the Holy Ghost, my God. Have your way tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, I know you're able, Lord. Oh, Father, touch somebody's heart tonight, Lord. Touch their minds, God. Give them a change of heart, Lord. Help them to do the things that are pleasing in your sight, God. Help them to fall out with their ways, Lord, and say, what must I do to be saved, God? In the name of Jesus, I know you're able, Lord. Reach out and touch right now, Lord. While we're praying, Lord, touch with your finger of love, God. In the name of Jesus, heal somebody's body tonight, God. Somebody's racking with pain, God. I know you're able, Lord. Oh, my Father, you said you were wounded for our transgressions, Lord. Bruised for our iniquity, my Father. You said with your stripes tonight, God, we are healed, Lord. We're taking you at your word, God. We believe your word, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Somebody is hanging around the pool, my God. Help them to get in, my God. Stir up the pool, Lord, that they may get in, my God, and receive that blessing, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I know you're able, Lord. Look on the preachers tonight, God. Touch right now, Lord. Help them to preach your word, my God, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, I know you're able, God. Have your way tonight, Lord. Look on the incarcerated, God. Touch right now, Lord. Save, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Loose the bonds, God. Set yes. free tonight, God. I know you're able, Lord. Go in the cell room, God. Touch right now while we're praying, Lord. Touch some heart, God. Touch some mind, Lord. Go into the hospital room, God. In the name of Jesus, raise somebody up, Lord. Touch their heart, God. Touch their body, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I know you're able, God. Move right now, Lord. Move while we're praying, Lord. Touch
touch right now, God. Let somebody feel your presence, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, go throughout the radio land, Lord. Touch right now, God, from the four corners of the world, Lord. Touch right now, Lord. Go over in Israel, God. Touch right now, God, in Ukraine, Lord. Move, my God, in Russia, Lord. Move right now, God, in Syria, Lord. Move, my God. I know you're able, Lord. In Turkey, my God. Move right now, Lord. In Haiti, Lord. Move, God. Move right now, Lord. In Ghana, my God. Move, Lord Jesus. In North Carolina, God. In South Carolina, Lord. In Mississippi, Lord. In Georgia, my God. In Florida, my God. Bind that demon, Lord. In the name of Jesus, that demon that's stirring up wrath, God, bind it tonight, Lord. That demon that's stirring up racism, God, bind it tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, the spirit of the Antichrist, God, bind it tonight, Lord. I know you're able, God. Look on the president, Lord, of the United States, God. Give him strength, my God. Touch his mind, Lord. Touch his body, God. Help him to lead this country, Lord, into, my God. I know you're able, God. Lay your hands upon us tonight, God. Oh, Father, we're looking to you, Lord. We're trusting in you, God. And we believe in you tonight, God. We believe it right now, Lord. Look on the bereaved families, God. Touch right now, God. Oh, my God, give comfort, Lord. Give strength, my God. In the name of Jesus, I know you're able, God. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, my God. Oh, yes, Lord. Have your way, Lord. In the name of Jesus, move on through the land, my God. Send healing through the land, God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. We know that you're able, God. Look on our beloved elder, God. Raise them up, Lord. Give them strength in his legs, God. I know you're able, Lord. You are a healer, my God, for both body and soul, Lord. Heal tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Have your eternal way, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless this broadcast, God. Bless the listeners, Lord. Oh, Father, give the desires of the hearts, God. You know all about it, Lord. We thank you for what you already done, Lord. We thank you for what you're going to do, God. We thank you for what you're doing right now, Lord. We thank you right now, Lord. We thank you for that soul that repented, Lord. We thank you for that soul, my God, that turned around and came back to you, Lord. We thank you right now, Lord. We thank you right now, God. Thank you for that soul, Lord, that received the word tonight. We thank you right now, Lord. Lord, we thank you, my God. We thank you for the children, Lord. We thank you for the youth, my God, the one that gave their lives, Lord, unto you, my God. We thank you for them tonight, Lord. We give you thanks tonight, Lord. We bless thy holy name, Lord. We glorify your name, Lord. You're worthy to be praised tonight, God. You're worthy to be lifted up, Lord. You're worthy, my God, in the name of Jesus. We bless your name tonight, God. Have your eternal way to move, Lord. In the name of Jesus, continue to bless this broadcast, God, and all of the broadcasts, Lord. Oh, my God, help us, God, to continue to do your will, Lord. Help us to preach your word, Lord, in season and out of season, my God. In the name of Jesus, if we have to run for our lives, Lord, help us to preach it anyway, God. In the name of Jesus, I know you're able, God. Have your eternal way and let your will be done, Lord. Save our children, Lord. Our grandchildren, God. In the name of Jesus. Have your eternal way in our lives forevermore, Lord. Go with us and stand by us, leading God and direct our paths, Lord. These and all blessings I ask of thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the precious Holy Ghost. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Everyone that is on the line, let us give God a praise. Let us thank him. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to
your name.
Glory to your name.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
Glory
to your name,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank the Lord for that beautiful prayer, that anointed prayer through Evangelist Cynthia. And at this time, we're going to turn this part of the broadcast into the hands of Dr. Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I tell you, I thank God for this broadcast tonight. I thank God for that anointed message and also for the anointed prayer.
Yes.
I just thank God for his touch. And I tell you, God, it's still moving. Glory to God. That word was encouraging tonight, helping us to understand the importance of continuing on in the word of the Lord. Amen. And it was just brought out so beautifully. And just thinking back then, how the word just came so powerful. And same power, that same anointing, you can still feel it right now. Hallelujah. I just thank God for blessing us tonight. And I want to encourage you, if you are feeling discouraged or if you lost your joy, your strength, or whatever it is, don't give up. The Lord cares for you, and he will help you to continue on in the word of God. And I just thank the Lord, praise the Lord, once again for the powerful message and also for the powerful anointed prayer, both anointed. Amen. At this time, we're going to give way for remarks from our evangelists who are on the broadcast and also any other clergy who may be on the broadcast. You're welcome to give remarks at this time. God bless you.
Amen. Thank God for the word of God coming to Evangelist Maybell, encouraging us to continue on in the word of the Lord. And, yeah, this was a very encouraging message. Jesus, he said, if we continue in his word, then are we his disciples indeed. And without any shadow of doubt, we have to continue. And sometimes I thought about how people, they want to claim to belong to Jesus, and as long as things are going well in their lives, they'll follow. But when trials come, they abandon the faith. But like the preacher said, we have to continue. We have to endure. I thank God for the word, for the anointing, and also for the prayer coming to Evangelist Cynthia in that beautiful song as well. I want to say to Evangelist Maybell, keep on preaching the word of God. You've been doing it for a long time, and I tell you, I enjoy it every time I hear it coming from you, coming through you. Keep on preaching the word.
Amen.
Thank God for the beautiful message on tonight.
Amen. Seems like it was just yesterday, but I thank God for the word. Amen. I want to continue to preach the word.
Amen. Amen. Any other remarks?
Sister Rhoda.
Yes, praise the Lord, brethren. I really want to thank the Lord for reminding us about the word of God. These are the end times. We are not going to survive without the word of God in all situations, be it sicknesses, be it poverty, lack of anything. I'm telling you, God is with us. He says in his word, he will never forsake us up to the end of the world. He's with us. The devil is trying his all best to discourage us, to bring problems, to bring a lot of confusion. But you are more than a conqueror. Let us continue holding on the word of God, because it's the only one who can help us. I'm telling you, have a testimony. Right now, I don't have a job, but I have seen God providing in a miraculous way. Like yesterday, I went to the giant to buy some few things. Another lady was standing before me, a white lady. You know what she told me? I'll pay for you. And I don't know her. That is God. God is going to touch people in all areas of our life. But we have to abide with Jesus. We have to trust in the word of God. We have to call upon the word of God. Call upon God using the word of God. In all situations, he's able to provide. He's able to heal. He's able to deliver us from all affliction. Thank you so much. May the Lord bless the woman of God who was ministering today and the prayers. Thank you so much.
God bless you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for all the remarks. Any other remarks? If not, we just thank the Lord once again for the word of God, for all the beautiful, encouraging remarks. And my mind just continues to think on how the word of God came forth so beautifully and in such power and in demonstration. And the conditional part, if you continue in my word, this is what Jesus said to those who were around, then are you my disciples indeed. When people ask that question, I want to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, what must I do? You must continue in the word of the Lord. Amen. This time I'm going to give the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist May. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for you, Evangelist Amin. Thank God for all who are on the line, for all those who participated on this broadcast on tonight. We thank God for what he is doing. We can see that God is moving by his spirit, and he is blessing. And we thank God for what he has done, the glorious testimonies that we heard earlier. Thank God for how he blessed my daughter to be able to get her, to pass her test and to get her license to be a nurse. And God is moving. I tell you,
thank
he blessed you. My grandson to get his CDL license. He passed his test. I tell you, the Lord is moving. He's making a way, and that's what he does. He's doing what he does. He makes a way,
amen.
He opens up doors, and he makes a way, just like he made a way for the children of Israel to go through the Red Sea on dry ground. God is still working. We want to thank God for what he's doing. That's not all of it. He's yet blessing, and some has not been told, but God is yet blessing. But, you know, we have to stay in the word, continue in the word of the Lord. We thank God for this broadcast on tonight, oldies but goodies in the gospel. Praise God. So we thank God for what he is doing. We hope you are encouraged. We hope that you go ahead on and press your way and overcome whatever situation is going on in your life. And we want to remember to pray for the McBride family. Sister Maria McBride, she lost her son. We don't know what happened, but all we know is that he is gone now. So let us pray for them and caring for her. But now he's gone, so I don't know what's going to happen now. But we're going to put prayer on it, because prayer can get the job done when nobody else
can.
So let us look to the Lord, and we want to remember to continue to pray for the Ingram family. Minister James Ingram was my brother-in-law, and he's gone now. So whatever we can do to help lift up the family, let's try to do that. If it's no more than prayer, let us do that. And we thank God for the broadcast on tonight. If that's all, we're going to bring the broadcast to a close, and we look forward to being back again on Sunday night, if it's the Lord's will. That's it. God bless you, and good night.
Good night.
God bless. God bless.